Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Today's topic is swamp tea. And swamp tea is excellent for a diuretic and cleansing out your system, as well as our elders used it as a coffee in the morning for the caffeine that it holds. And swamp tea is good for irritations of the throat as well as the lungs and any type of cough that you may be experiencing. Helps with the irritation of the membranes of these areas. So let us chat on the harvest and storage of our swamp tea. We harvest the swamp tea late fall near the cedar swamp. Do you have your pencil and paper? Let's gather our supplies. We're going to need great footwear because we're in the cedar swamp. So it's a little wet, it's a little mushy, and there's a lot of twigs and branches and fallen trees that are down. So walk careful and have great attire for your footwear that's comfortable and supportive. We really need that. You can use bug spray. There's natural bug sprays that you can make yourself. We'll get into those in other programs. And bring plenty of water, a pair of gloves. If you're sensitive to other plants, because swamp tea is down low and it's down inside the brush, so we're going to have to get down really low. We're going to get down low, we're going to be moving other brush around, and we're going to be pushing things away. So if your skin is sensitive to other plants, leaves, poison ivy, poison oak, anything that possibly ferns, anything possible that you may have some type of allergies to or just skin sensitivities, bring your gloves. So swamp tea, we're getting down low, and you need your paper bag. And this is a really small leaf that we're picking, and so the paper bag is plenty. And that's about it. This is a really simple day that we get out and we just harvest some swamp tea. We get out, we harvest a swamp tea with our, this is a great support for our natural balance in the body. Again, it's swamp tea we're talking about, and we're on the edge of the cedar swamp near Itasca State Forest. One of my favorite areas, and what a beautiful sight it is. The brown bark of the cedar trees and lush green of the cedar is gorgeous, with the added blessing of the bedding of light green moss reflecting in the sunshine through the branches of cedar. The smell is fabulous and very woodsy. I see so many plants. There's strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, the stinging nettles, and so much more. So come on out and let's gather this swamp tea today. It's amazing traditional medicine world in the cedar swamps. There's so much medicinal medicine inside the cedar swamps, and there's so much medicinal medicine out there in the pine forests and out there in the prairies and out there in the land. There's a lot of medicinal medicines, and today is swamp tea. We're out in the early a.m. and we have said our prayers and we're saying our thanks and we're giving our teachings of what Mother Nature and our ancestors have brought to us. And our first step is to say our thanks and give our prayers for the harvest we are about to receive. Our thanks for our life's journey, the four directions, our ancestors' teachings, and the earth, the air, water, and fire. And now we place our tobacco in exchange for our harvest that we're going to be taking today that is going to help us live more naturally with the land and help us live a little more naturally within ourselves and keeping ourselves really balanced with nature. And that's what we really like to feel, is using that traditional medicinal medicine to conquer our ailments and our illnesses that we've kind of seemed to brought on by our inactivity or with the processed food. Tobacco, to say thank you for everything that we have and everything that's given to us and all the knowledge that we know. We say thank you for everything that we enjoy in life and look forward to learning more and teaching and giving to our children. We harvest only what we need because we want to leave more for the future. We want to have regrowth next year and for the next generations and the next generations to come. This traditional way of living and this balanced way with nature and what the ancestors have taught us. We want to keep this tradition alive and keep ourselves healthy through the process of living balanced with nature and using the medicines and the medicinal qualities of plants that our ancestors have taught us and left for us to teach our next generation. Bring something to sit and kneel on because you're going to do a lot of squatting, or bring a little chair with you to sit down if you have bad knees, because the swamp tea is very, very low to the ground. Once we have our swamp tea and we're going to return to the car, let us gather our supplies. And again, we're going to say our thanks and our prayers and leave the area as undisturbed as possible, with only taking what we needed to leave the harvesting for next year and the regrowth and the natural production of new swamp tea for the new generations. We're going to leave that. We really respect the earth. Once I'm home, I'll lay out my leaves to dry. I also leave my leaves in a paper bag. And I'll take my paper bag and every day I'll swish my paper bag around and I'll move that and get the air in there and let the moisture that may possibly be in there move around and release. So either we can lay our leaves out to dry, or we can leave them in a paper bag and make sure that we move them around so a lot of air gets in there and opens that up. You don't get any mold on your tea with leaving it wet. So we're going to take that home. We're going to let these dry for a few days, and then we're going to place them in a dark glass with a seal tight. So we need a glass jar with a tight lid, and preferably dark glass, or else if you have a glass jar that's clear, let's put them in the closet where it's stored in a dark atmosphere. Okay, let's get ready to prepare some swamp tea. You take 1 teaspoon of dried leaves and boil into a hot steeping cup. Let it simmer for about 10 minutes. And then enjoy your healthy traditional Ojibwe swamp tea and the wonderful medicinal qualities of swamp tea are a fantastic diuretic, which means that it's going to cleanse your system, help you get rid of those toxins and bacteria and any of the things that our body finds as toxins that we don't want going into our system and sitting in there. So this swamp tea is going to help your body, your body's natural tendency to get rid of toxins, and help you just flush those through your system and keep you a little healthy and a little balanced throughout your days. And this is a traditional medicine that our ancestors have used. And this is brought to us by our ancestors' teachings, which we respect and are thankful for every day. Because we need these teachings, and we need these teachings to give to our generations that come behind us. The thoughts of traditional medicinal plants, healing is a way for the body to cure itself with the assistance of nature's plants, empowering the body to care for itself and fight off ailments in a more natural existence with nature. Living proof Native Americans way of combined spirituality, herbal medicine, foods, meditation, visualization, dance, and music to achieve good health was successful. Living with nature is what our ancestors have taught us. Using our plants in the woods we live near to seek out our natural medicines and use the foods that grow naturally to eat and remain healthy. Precautions. Do not overuse any of the medicinal plants. Find the source of the ailment, and you can find that healing from the inside with diet and our medicinal plants and exercise with a healthy lifestyle, as our ancestors did, are the steps to healthy living. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Giba Wabanin.